I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Iran's people do not necessarily support her war with the West or her nuclear ambitions. E3 partners Tom Doyle says disillusionment with the Islamic Revolution created an opportunity for the gospel. His recent visit to Iran uncovered basic needs shared by the underground church.
The great need there is Bibles and evangelistic tools, and they love the Evangelcube. Those things are real important to the church as they're geared up. And the great thing about the church there is nobody sees the job of evangelism as just the pastor's job.
And the M&N 15th anniversary Shoes for Orphan Souls trip has run into a glitch. M&N's Greg Yoder is just outside of St. Petersburg, Russia, and is asking for prayer.
Buckner Orphan Care International's Amy Norton says the container filled with thousands of shoes is still in customs.
The Moscow Humanitarian Aid Committee has to meet and actually sign a certificate approving every container that comes into Russia. And unfortunately, they didn't meet in July, August, or September.
Not all is lost. As they do every year, Buckner donors purchased fur-lined boots for the kids. As the team hands out the boots, Norton says the team is teaching about Christ, and these kids are
learning that they have a hope in their Heavenly Father. And these are kids that have never had a team come in before, so it's been a real unique experience. You know, hopefully just a beginning of opening the door here with bringing the shoes in and being able to share Christ with the kids.
$30 can buy a pair of boots. In the meantime, pray the container will be released. Reporting from Luga, just outside of St. Petersburg, Greg Yoder, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card's CD, The Hidden Face of God, which focuses on the suffering Christians experience in their walk with God. Get your free Michael Card CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.